Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. LA comes in with a record of 40-36. Memphis is 48-27 on the year. Over their last 10, LA 7-3 have won their last game, while Memphis over that span 9-1 is on a 7-game winning streak. Here are the numbers. LA comes in averaging 113 per game and surrendering 112.6, while Memphis scores 116.7 and surrenders 112.3. Turnovers 13.6 per game by the Grizzlies, 13.5 by the Clippers. LA is 47.4% from the field, and Memphis is just the same. 3-point shooting 35.1% for the Grizzlies, 37.8% by the Clippers. LA 78.2% from the free throw line, while the Grizzlies really struggle in that department at just 73% from the stripe. Lastly, you have bench scoring. Both teams' healthy scoring benches, 40.9 per game by the Clippers bench, 35.7 from the second squad of the Grizz. The Clippers won the first meeting of these two teams, 135-129. They are the road team here. Steven Adams is out for the hometown Grizzlies, while John Morant is questionable. Paul George, Norman Powell, both out for LA. I expect the Grizzlies to win this game at home. I think without George, a lot of the main advantage of the Clippers, their wing athleticism, is dissipated. Sure, they still have Kawhi Leonard, but not a whole lot else. I got the Grizzlies winning a close one. I think this game's going to be close, but I think the Grizzlies find a way to win. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Grizzlies and Clippers. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Farron with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. The lines are currently open and it favors the Memphis Grizzlies at home, sitting at 4.5 in the spread with the over-under of 227.5. Now, when we look at these two teams in offensive end, Memphis right now is currently ranked number 9 overall when it comes to points per game, averaging 116.8, while the Clippers on the other end are currently ranked 22nd overall, averaging 113. Now, the Clippers are just sitting outside the top 10 when it comes to points allowed per game, currently right now sitting at number 11, averaging and allowing 112.6, while Memphis on the other end is a top 10 team in that category, averaging and allowing 112.4. Now, if you add this all up together, you're looking at the over in this game, and I would consider taking the over. If you look at their last five meetings overall, the over has been favored 5-0, so I would definitely lean towards the over in this game. Now, another player I'm definitely going to like the over on right now is Kawhi Leonard right now. Currently right now is sitting at 27.5. Now, I would not hesitate that the fact that he scored and averaged around 26.3 in his last 9 games, but when he last played the Memphis Grizzlies, he did have 34 points and 10 rebounds. So I would definitely lean towards the over in the rebounding numbers, and I would lean towards the over in the points right now. Now, the rebounding numbers is currently sitting at 6.5. So take the over on the rebound and the points for Kawhi Leonard. Now, another player I'm definitely liking right now is Desmond Bane on the points right now. We don't know the status right now, John Morant, which means Desmond Bane is going to have to take over the scoring load. He is second overall in the NBA when it comes to points. And the last time he played against the Clippers, he did drop 30 points against them. So I would definitely lean towards the over in the points for Desmond Bane. Now, when it comes to the overall spread, I do like Memphis here at home. They have a above 500 record at home right now. And when the Clippers overall play against Memphis right now, they're 1-5 against the spread in their last 5 games in Memphis. So I would definitely lean towards the spread for Memphis here, and I like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Los Angeles Clippers and the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.